My mother and her people. One day, many moons ago, in Norrland, or Northland, a large province in the very far north of Sweden, my great-grandmother Ida found a needle in a haystack. The family lived in a tiny hamlet called Bjuro in Norrbotten, the northernmost county of this northern province, just below the Arctic Circle. To the east lies the border with Finland, and to the west is Swedish Lapland. Norrland stays black and white in the persistent winter darkness. In the summer months, it's flooded by endless sunshine. This pitiless environment gives its people a resilience and freedom of spirit. Even today, this remote Northland feels quite separate from the rest of the country. There's a natural magic in the landscape. So few people live there, but it's home to many millions of trees. It's a place of legends. The forest whispers, deep and dark and knowing. Its hushed tones weave enchantment into the stories of my ancestors. Ida's house is quiet with the hush of her five small sleeping children, my grandmother Marianne among them. It's time to go check on her cows and settle them in safely for the night. Ida walks across the yard to the summer barn. Inside are the six cows that are her livelihood. More than that, they are like beloved members of the family. The winter barn has a fireplace burning bright to keep them warm through the freezing nights. Now, though, in the summer barn, Ida needs to draw the dark, heavy curtains to shield her resting herd, not only from the mosquitoes, but also the relentless midnight sun. She steps inside and softly pulls close the curtains, casting a blue shade across the backs of the sleepy beasts. The swallows, nesting in the dark of the eaves, are also at rest. Every year, they leave behind the sweltering West African heat, an intuition telling them that it's time to fly north. Straight up from Sierra Leone to Norrland, the swallows fly over 8,000 kilometers. The birds navigate the skies, sometimes covering more than 300 kilometers a day, never once touching the ground until, at last, they arrive with the light and promise of summer to nest in Ida's barn. I imagine them swooping low over her head in celebration and reunion, worms dangling from beaks. Ida spreads some fresh hay on the barn floor, then slips out through the curtains and closes the door behind her. When she looks down at her pinafore, she sees that the needle that she always keeps pinned there is gone. Dread rushes through her. In the farmyard, flooded in the bright night sun, you could hear a pin drop. Yet she had not heard her needle fall. Did she lose it when she bent over to pick up hay? She is in despair at the thought of what might happen to one of her cows who finds it with their soft mouth. Hurriedly, she retraces her steps. And long into the night that is an endless day, she searches the barn. How many hours did she spend looking? Nobody knows. But in the end, as the story goes, Ida found her needle in the haystack. I like to imagine Ida with the warm breath of the resting cows on her face, carefully picking up the hay with meticulous determination. Each strand, like the filament of a life or a death, as all around the forest whispers loudly.